us that we see. Marching to the fields of Concord. Looks like handsome Johnny with his flintlock in his hand. Marching to the Concord War. Hey, marching to the Concord War. Hey, look around to tell me what's that to see. Marching to the fields of Gettysburg. Looks like handsome Johnny with his hey musket in his hand. Marching to the Gettysburg War. Hey, marching to the Gettysburg War. Tell me what's that you see. Marching to the fields of Dunkirk. Looks like handsome Johnny with a carbine in his hand. Marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, marching to the Dunkirk War. Marching to the field of Korea. Looks like handsome Johnny with the M1 in his hand. Marching to the Korean War. Hey, marching to the Korean War. Still marching, still marching, still marching. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Hey, before we'll be free. Hey, before we'll be free. Yeah, free. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. I wonder if you know what I'm talking about. You better check yourself. Put our heads together now. Let's get back together like we supposed to do. Oh, a brand new day. Oh, a brand new way. Yeah.
Tuned to Marconi Island on WFMU. I'm your host, Devin Elevens, here every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. playing the soundtrack hits. This week is no exception. We have a much-delayed RIP OST tribute to the actor Lou Gossett Jr., who died at the age of 87 on March 29th. Best known for his performance in An Officer and a Gentleman as Gunnery Sergeant Emil Foley, transforming the new recruit Richard Gere, the first African-American winner of the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. He was born out here in Sheepshead Bay, son of a nurse and a porter, suffered from polio as a child, became a high school athlete before having a basketball injury. Led to him joining the drama club, where he was encouraged by a professor to audition professionally on Broadway at the age of 17, winning a drama scholarship to NYU, and did a whole slew of Broadway plays as well as TV, his debut in two episodes of the NBC anthology show The Big Story. And his first film debut is what we heard at the top of the hour with Sidney Poitier and Ruby Dee in Raisin in the Sun back in 1961. And kind of stayed away from film for a while, did a lot of TV during the 60s for the most part, do TV and Broadway, you know, working with the likes of James Earl Jones and a young Maya Angelou. He was also double-dipping in the Greenwich Village folk music scene, was putting out records on his own as well as co-writing with the likes of Richie Havens, the very famous Handsome Johnny, which we heard from the Woodstock soundtrack that he co-wrote with him, performed obviously at Woodstock, and continued to go back and forth between film and TV, both TV movies and series, had a pretty notable part in Roots. So we're going to let the music that was written for films and TV, primarily movies, but a couple shows that he acted in over the years to sort of dictate what we're listening to this evening. And we started it off with, as previously mentioned, Flaming Spear, Lawrence Rosenthal's A Raisin in the Sun from 61, directed by Daniel Petrie, and of course stars Sidney Poitier, Ruby Dee, and the film acting debut of our man of the hour, plays the a suitor of the daughter, Ruby Dee, who is oblivious to race issues and she wants nothing to do with them. Lawrence Rosenthal, of course, Detroitian, graduate of Eastman School of Music, and composed for the like of Island of Dr. Moreau, Miracle Worker, amongst others. After that, then we heard the live version of Handsome Johnny, Richie Havens, live at Woodstock, 1969. It appeared on his 1967 album, Mixed Bag, performed it on Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and as mentioned, co-written by Louis Gossett Jr. And then after that, Mavis Staples singing the Al Kooper penned track Brand New Day from 1970, the comedy drama directed by Hal Ashby, his directorial debut, about a privileged young white man who selfishly becomes a landlord. Louis Gossett Jr. plays the boyfriend of a woman that the lead character, the landlord, gets pregnant. Very famous act scene in that. Al Kooper, of course, of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and Dylan and Stones and Neil Young fame, but composing film back in 1977. Then, lastly, in that set, Michelle Legrand's Planning House is the track we heard from It's Good to Be Alive from 74, CBS TV film about a baseball player, Roy Campanella of the Brooklyn Dodgers. It's based in part on the 1960 autobiography of the same name, exploring the role of integrating baseball. In the background, Tony Hatch's Travel with My Aunt, leading into now what we're hearing, The Laughing Policeman, in titles, Charles Fox. Travels with My Aunt, 72 comedy film. Tony Hatch, of course, UK composer, arranger, worked with The Searchers, David Bowie, Roy Budd, Petula Clark, famously did a lot of TV music as well. And then Charles Fox, from The Laughing Policeman, 73 neo-noir, based in San Francisco, with Walter Matthau starring, and Bruce Dern as well. Charles Fox, a lot of TV themes, Love Boat, Love American Style, Monday Night Football, and wrote the Grammy-winning hit song Killing Me Softly with his song. But a lot of TV theme and scoring work there. All right, next up, Henry Mancini's The White Dawn, from 74 as well, directed by Philip Kaufman, stars Warren Oates, Timothy Bottoms, and Lou Gossett Jr., of course, about the conflict between Aboriginal people's traditional way of life and Europeans' eagerness to take advantage of them. And kind of a weird one for Henry Mancini, and we'll go on from there here on WFMU Morricone Island.
Thank you.
FMU's RIP OST tribute to the great actor Louis Gossett Jr. passed away March 29th at the age of 89. No cause of death disclosed. Started that set off with the main title for the film version of the White Dawn soundtrack from 74 Canadian-American drama directed by Philip Kaufman with Warren Oates, Timothy Bottoms, and Louis Gossett Jr. in the starring roles. Henry Mancini scores, sort of a odd one for him. Less jazz and big bandy and poppy. After that, River Niger is the track War from their Platinum Jazz Album, double LP, but that's actually the theme from the score that they did from The River Niger from 1976, the film adaptation of the 72 play. It's directed by Krishna Shah, stars James Earl Jones, Cicely Tyson, and LGJ, the man of the hour. It's about a house painter who is an amateur poet trying to keep afloat in Watts, Los Angeles, and has a troubled son, flunked out of the Air Force Flight School Academy, and comes back home and is struggling. And a physician friend, played by Louis Gossett Jr., purchases some poems, trying to help the family out. After that, J.D.'s Revenge, the main title, Robert Prince composed that from 76. It's a blaxploitation horror film, starred Glenn Turman and Lou Gossett. The main character becomes an unwilling host for a spirit of J.D. Walker, a hustler killed 30 years earlier when he was wrongfully accused of killing his sister. And Louis Gossett Jr. plays a reverend of a church that the host ends up attending, and all kinds of craziness ensues. Robert Prince, American composer of dance, theater, TV, film, graduate of Juilliard, maybe most known as a vibraphonist and playing timpani, but he composed the music for Francis Ford Coppola's You're a Big Boy Now, a cult horror film, Squirm. After that, John Barry, semi-big hit, Donna Summer song theme from The Deep, 1977 film directed by Peter Yates, based on Peter Benchley's novel of the same name. It stars Robert Shaw, Jacqueline Bisset, Nick Nolte. John Barry, famously at that time, doing James Bond film scores. They really tried to team up a famous artist to do a big main title in the way that he did with the Bond work. But basically, a couple of young vacationers get involved with a conflict with treasure hunters, divers in the Bermuda area. Louis Gossett Jr. is the local drug pen that gets wind of all this treasure hunting going on. After that, Everybody Feel Fine from Frank Duvall's The Choir Boys from 77. Directed by Robert Aldrich, ensemble cast, Louis Gossett Jr., Randy Quaid, James Woods. About a group of cops have drunken get-togethers at, as they call it, choir practice at MacArthur Park. Frank Duvall, West Virginia-born, Ohio-raised Hollywood composer, known for Pillow Talk and Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, Dirty Dozen, Herbie Lovebug movies, worked with Doris Day, etc. In the background, Robert Fulk, Toy Soldiers, 1991 action film. Daniel Petrie Jr. is the director, with Sean Astin, Will Wheaton, Louis Gossett Jr., about a boarding school overtaken by terrorists. Robert Fulk, another Juilliard graduate and faculty member, 50-plus films, the Police Academy films, Ace Ventura, Neverending Story 2. So moving right along, this is the big one. I'm sparing you from the giant original song, which won the Oscar that year, Up Where We Belong. We are instead going to hear the amazing Jack Nitzsche composed the main title from An Officer and a Gentleman from 82. Rom Drom, directed by Taylor Hackford, stars Richard Gere, Deborah Winger, and Louis Gossett Jr. Got the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in that one. And we'll go on from there. We're going to get into Alan Parker's Jaws 3D, Charles Bernstein's Sadat, where Louis Gossett Jr. plays Anwar Sadat, and Maurice Jarre's Enemy Mine. And we'll return shortly here on WFMU, Morricone Island. We'll be right back. here we are again, once again at the final mic break of our RIP OST tribute to Louis Gossett Jr., passed away last month at the age of 87. And that set we played, we kicked it off with the main title from Jack Nietzsche's An Officer and a Gentleman, cool synth sound score, followed by the revised version of Dolphin Chase from Alan Parker's Jaws 3D, 1983. American horror film directed by Joe Alves, Dennis Quaid. Louis Gossett Jr. plays the SeaWorld Florida Marine Park owner where everything takes place. Alan Parker, English guitarist and composer, session guitarist with Serge Gainsbourg, months, and Bowie, amongst many others. After that, Sadat main title by Nightmare on Elm Street's composer Charles Bernstein from 83. It's a two-part, four-hour, made-for-TV biopic on the life and death of the late third president of Egypt, Anwar Sadat, played by Louis Gossett Jr. And then Maurice Jarre's synth score, that's the father of Jean-Michel, Firing 4 from Enemy Mine on the Vres Serban from 85, sci-fi action film directed by Wolfgang Peterson. That stars Dennis Quaid and LGJ as a human and alien soldier, respectively. Then Basil Pallodorus, the first of a four-part series, Iron Eagle, from 1986. We heard the track Think You Can Handle the Music. It's an action film directed by Sidney Fury and stars Jason Gedrick and Louis Gossett Jr. Kind of got slammed because of the similarly themed subject matter to Top Gun around at the same time, but it spawned three more sequels, and Gossett is the only actor to appear in all four of them. Basil Pallodorus of the great Conan the Barbarian and Red Dawn soundtracks, two of my 80s favorites. And then ended with Gary Chang's The Firewalker from 86. It's Crystal Voice, the track we heard, action-adventure-comedy starring Chuck Norris, Louis Gossett Jr., and Will Sampson in his final film role. Also, Gary Chang, known for the remake of Island of Dr. Moreau, made in Under Siege, worked with John Frankenheimer quite a bit, and Craig Baxley. In the background, his last role from 2023, the remake of The Color Purple, scored by Christopher Bowers. So a lot to squeeze in this last segment here. So we're going to hear Man and His Motorcycle from Jake Gruska's The Principal from 89. Briefly a member of Three Dog Night, became a producer. The Principal, 1987 action thriller. That's Jim Belushi paired up with Louis Gossett Jr., Ray Don Chong in that. Then we'll hear the main title from The Punisher, 1989, Dennis Dreith. That's directed by Mark Goldblatt. It stars Dolph Lundgren, then paired up with LGJ, based on the Marvel comic character, The Punisher. LGJ plays the detective. Dennis Dreith, often known for orchestrating and conducting for John Williams and Lalo Schifrin and Dominic Frontieri and many others, Hans Zimmer, L.A. Goldenthal. Then we're going to hear John Morris of Mel Brooks and Elephant Man fame, Signs Names, the track from Carolina Skeletons, 1991 film directed by John Erman. I believe this is made for TV. A lot of good music in the made for TV world, in the film world. Then the great Leonard Rosenman, also made for TV, Keeper of the City from 92, crime action film, directed by Bobby Roth. Louis Gossett Jr., Anthony LaPaglia, and Peter Coyote. It's a good one. Great soundtrack that I dug out for that. And the Messerschmitt 263 track, Harry Manfredini of Friday 13th fame. Ace's Iron Eagle 3 from 92. It's the third in the series, obviously. Then we'll hear Hammerhead, James Newton Howard from Digstown, a sports comedy. Directed by Michael Ritchie, James Wood, Louis Gossett Jr., Bruce Dern. Quickly, a late role. There's 200 film and TV roles he has credits for, so just trying to hit as much as I could. But a later one from 2009, Tyler Bates scored a Watchmen. LGJ plays Will Reeves / Hooded Justice in that. Directed by Zack Snyder. I happened to be interviewing Tyler Bates the day that he got that gig. He was very excited. I know nothing about DC Comics or Marvel Comics, really. And then lastly, a later role, the Cuban starring role, Luis Daydreams the Track. He plays Luis Garcia, the aged Cuban musician who now has dementia. Hilaria Duran composes that. And that should do it for our RIP OST tribute here for the great actor Luis Garcia Jr. of my youth. Many, many films. Many, many hours spent watching his films. Many more guests coming up soon in upcoming weeks. So keep tuning back in. Marconi Island. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in New York City and Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org.